Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hey listeners, it's Trish Hammond from Transforming Bodies, and today I'm joined with James Nielsen-Watt. Now, James is the CEO of Health Business Accelerator, and what that is, it's a coaching program for health businesses, professionals, coaches and trainers who want to sort of, you know, impact more people and build a business that works for their lifestyle. Now, he's also the host of the Healthcare Business Secrets podcast and the author of the Healthcare Business Secrets book. He is a health professional himself and built his own healthcare practice to over $1 million in revenue in just 2 years out of uni, which is pretty damn impressive. And fast forward to now, he's got, you know, 13 staff, zero clinical hours, and the practice runs itself. So he's been able to coach thousands of people all over the world to do the same. So we're going to kind of find out a few little secrets today and work out, see if we can get some tips from him. So welcome, James.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm so impressed. Like, you know, you've just done amazing things. So tell us, like, so what did you study at uni?
So I'm a chiropractor by trade, and I went through initially with, you know, the idea that, hey, I'm going to be a chiro, I'm going to work with athletes and sports people, because I was really into my sports back then, and I wanted to learn about the body and the nervous system and all this kind of thing, and I was excited for that. And but then going through, I had my own troubles with anxiety and depression and chronic pain, and I was introduced to a few things while I was studying and in my early days that kind of really pushed me more towards kind of that chronic pain management, stress side of things. And from there, me and my now wife, Delcy, really kind of developed systems and procedures around managing people with chronic health issues like anxiety, stress, sleep, pain, those kind of things. And we focused in on that primarily. So being a chiropractor by trade, but we don't do sort of the standard backcracking type chiropractic that you'd expect. We have our own protocols and our own treatments based around the chronic pain side of things. Yeah,
right. And you know what? I guess it's one of those things, like, I reckon that, well, I've discovered just recently, is success is pretty much all around procedures and processes. Hey, like
100%.
You know, you can't kind of multiply what you do, or you can't kind of grow unless you've got those procedures and processes in place. Hey,
100%. I think that what people don't realize is that you can hustle your way to six and even seven figures if you're selling the right stuff and building the right business. But to have a business go beyond that, but also not burn you out, you need to have systems and processes. And often those words are thrown around, but what it really means is just having ways of doing things, essentially, right? Because what happens is if you're starting a marketing campaign and then you're dealing with clients, for example, or you're starting your business and you're training staff, if you're having to train the staff and then you don't document it and you don't make a process or a system out of it, then you're going to have to repeat that with the next person. And you're going to have to come up with that again. And then there's two issues with that. One is it's extra work when it doesn't need to be. And two, it's all on you. You have to train the staff. And that's how we used to do it. Like, we used to have to train the staff and manage people and all this kind of thing. And it was an issue because I can't go on holiday. Because if I'm hiring someone or there's a problem, I have to be the one to deal with it. And so I'm kind of at the top, so to speak. And it's like an upside down pyramid. Like it's all on me. And so systems just meant that I just documented what I was doing and simplified it. And so that anyone can almost pick it up and do it. And then I can hand it off to key people, or in certain cases, like with marketing, you get software to do it instead. But by just simply documenting, that's the kind of key thing I want to get across here, is that people hear systems and processes and they go, oh God, like that's going to be complex. Really, it's just document what you're doing so you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. And immediately your capacity goes up, but the ease of implementation of anything goes up. So if you're dealing with a new client and you're just winging it, making it up every time that you're doing it, that's more work. If you document it and you create a process out of it, and how you do it is step by step, becomes very easy. So you don't have to think so much. There's less mental capacity being taken up for the task. But B, you can train someone else in to do it almost as good as you. And so now suddenly you can hire people to see more of your clients and allow your business to grow beyond just you, which is what I did.
Yeah, that's so true. And you know what? I've heard it said as well that when you
employ people or you know, get people to do a job, you want to employ someone that's better than you at what you do. So, I mean, ways to have a process and employ someone who's going to be able to use that and maybe make it better, hey?
Well, I just want to add to that, actually. Another way to think about it is the reason that robots, let's say, in factories can do an arguably better job than a person is because you don't have to pay them and they can go 24 hours a day and they don't need breaks and they don't make errors. The reason they don't make errors is because they're following the exact process. They've been programmed with how to do the activity. People, obviously, there's always human error involved because we don't have the same level of consistency on implementing the action. So because we can't, you know, completely have robots do everything, right? We have to have processes that takes away as much human error as possible and simplifies it to a method. And success is exactly the same way. Success is a formula. And it comes down to consistent effort towards your goals and pivoting every time something doesn't work. And so I've found even creating systems for success in my own life in terms of my daily practices has been huge. Just going, okay, I'm going to get up at this time. I'm going to do these rituals in the morning, and then I'm going to do these things and then these things, and then I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to do these things. It just means that I don't have decision fatigue. I don't have to think about things because it's already there. And each day relates to each week, which relates to each month, which relates to each quarter, which relates to each year. And it just extrapolates out. And so I'm really just turning up to do the job that enables me to get the outcome rather than thinking, what am I going to do today? And what am I going to focus on? And then this thing pops up and that thing pops up. Like, nothing is as urgent as we think it is, except for maybe kids, because they just tend to just dictate, right? But in business, most of the time things feel urgent and they stress us out because we hadn't appropriately planned and created processes around how we do things. So everything feels urgent. That next email, urgent. That text message, urgent. And whether we're a business owner or whether we're just in life, like, the formula to success is to look at what you want to achieve and then create a process to get there so that you're not coming up with what you're going to do every single day. You already know what you're going to do and you just have to go through the motions like the robot, because it's less effort and there's less error and it's easier to reproduce.
Yeah. Yep. But do you reckon, like, you know, cause it's like, can it, like, I find sometimes that it's overwhelming when your day is really structured. Like, is there space there for, you know, for non-structure as well? Like, cause I couldn't think of anything worse. And although I do know I function better than getting up and going, right, I got to do this number one, number two, number three, number four. And going like I like to have a little bit of fluidity, which a lot of creative people kind of do. Like, can that be overwhelmed?
I think it's more over-structuring. So where people write out a list of 50 things they have to get done and they overestimate how much they can get done and underestimate how much effort and time and energy goes into getting those things done. Also, they're not factoring in like how they perform. So I know, for example, the mornings is where I perform better. So I book all my podcast shows, all my creating of training material for my programs, dealing with coaching calls, things like that. I try and do that in the morning. And then towards the afternoon when I'm getting kind of a slump, so to speak, I'm a bit more tired. I'm doing more things that don't require as much thinking and creativity. And then in the afternoon, I get a second wind. And so then I plan out things to do then. And so my day, I'm basing it around when I'm most efficient for the types of tasks. And so I know to only schedule those things then, otherwise they're not going to get done. Because what happens is if we have too much fluidity, we tend to not really get anything done. And we just feel like we've got, like, I'll rephrase, you can get stuff done, but was it impactful to your goal? That's ultimately what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily structuring and when am I going to go to the bathroom and when am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? It's more like saying, when am I the most efficient for the particular types of tasks? When should I be doing them? And then having them on my calendar so that I don't have to think about what to do next. Because having to think and plan what to do next takes time. What should I do now? 10, 15 minutes of looking at a bunch of random crap, going on Facebook, getting distracted. An hour later, I'm now working on my task. Whereas if it was already said, these are the things that I need to aim to complete today in an order of priority of impact in the business or impact in my life. And I prioritize by impact. I don't prioritize by urgency because nothing should be that urgent. It's only urgent because I didn't plan. Yeah, and so then it's just in terms of like, what's going to be meaningful for me today? Because then what happens is when I get to the end of the day, it's like, man, I got the things done that actually mattered. I feel like I was productive. I feel good. Because how often do you get to the end of the day and you've done 50 million things, but you feel like you've actually made no progress?
Oh, a lot. Maybe that's my problem because I don't do exactly what you're saying. Yep.
So I'm like, I'm not all about like really structuring everything, but just at least having a framework of like the day is pre-planned. Mm-hmm. At 9 o'clock, I have a meeting. Like if you have a meeting, you're going to turn up to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're going to participate. You're going to get it done. But with our tasks, we don't tend to do that. We tend to just go, oh yeah, I'll figure it out. And tasks are like gases, right? They will fill the size of the container that you give them. So if you give yourself all day to complete a bunch of stuff, guess what? It's going to take all day. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're like, I need to make that blog post, I got half an hour, you'll probably make the blog post. And I don't know the quote, so I'm going to butcher it. But in essence, it was like, goals aren't real until they're scheduled in your calendar. I don't know what it is. Something like that. Basically to say that, you know, until you've actually scheduled time, like that thing's not going to get done. You have to mm-hmm. put time in and go, okay, I'm going to allocate my time resource to this thing. Otherwise it tends to just stay on the to-do list and never gets done. So yep. That's always been my practice, schedule it.
Yeah. And you know what? Now that you've said that, I can sort of see that, yeah, I do chase my tail a lot, and it's because I probably don't have that structure. And I guess kind of what you're saying is kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like, so like from 8 to 9, this is what I do. From 9 to 10, this is what I do. And not maybe in those hour increments, but you kind of have those things that you do every day. Because I did exactly what you said this morning. I got on, checked my social media, got my list of, you know, got things I want to do, and then I got distracted by something else. And then, you know, and as it is, I mean, I've done one thing, you know, so far this morning, but I should have, you know, I should be way more into it by now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need more structure, huh?
Yeah. It's like, I'm a very free flow guy, as much as odd as that sounds, is that I'm not someone who can just do things like back to back, like this is how it has to be. I'm not actually a structured person. My wife will attest to that. My room is horribly disorganized. My life is horribly disorganized, but I just know what my strengths and my weaknesses are. And my weakness is that if I have too much time to do stuff, I kind of just tend to do the things that I want to do. And I never get the things done that need to be got done. And so by at least allocating periods in the day and then having tasks allows me to go, okay, I need to get these things done in these times of the day. And then I at least kind of get it done. But I'm like this morning, I wrote down, I'm going to do this stuff. And these are my intentions for the day. These are my goals for the day. This is what I want to achieve. And then throughout the day, I'm going to get those things done as much as possible. And I'm going to celebrate even if I get some of it done, because I need to be reinforced for that. And I will do it here and there. Stuff always comes up. But when you have no structure, everything comes up.
Yeah.
Whereas if you got some structure, things are still going to come up. Like, excuse my language, like shit happens, right? Like it's life. Mm-hmm. But at least you've got a plan around knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses. And so I do like to just do things as I want to, but that's, while it's a strength, it's also a weakness, because people like us, we don't tend to then actually get the meaningful things done, because we're like, oh, I'm just going to go with the flow. And then the flow means nothing's actually happening, versus you know, trying to apply a little bit of structure to at least guarantee that impactful things are happening for the day.
Yeah. So does that like work across all platforms, like all medical or all business? Like it kind of sounds like the same formula would work for everyone, really, hey?
I think that it's everything. Like if you look at the most successful people in anything, they always have routines and structures. You know, professional sports players, business people, they don't just wake up and go, oh, I want to see what I want to get done today. I'm going to see, you know, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to train today at the gym as a bodybuilder. You know, I'm just going to wing it. Like usually, even if they say that they do, it's not really the same kind of winging it thing as it is for us. Like mm-hmm. an elite lethal athlete or business person, when they say they're kind of just free flow, it's not the same thing that we're talking about. It's mainly they've got a structure, and within that structure, they get to choose. You know what I mean? But they're mm-hmm. still there because certain things got to get done. Like if you've got kids, you know that lunchtime's coming, dinner time's coming, nap time's coming. Like it's there. In our businesses, it's the same thing. Like Christmas is coming. Either it's going to be an up season or a down season. Mm-hmm. And it comes every year. So have some plans for it. You know, the weekend's coming, you know, Monday's coming. Like just have an idea of where you're heading allows you to know what you need to be doing to keep the momentum up. And even if you don't have kids, you don't have a business, you just want to, you know, be a bit more moving forward in your lifestyle, a bit less stress, a bit more ease. structure allows you to have more of that, because instead of thinking about everything every time it comes up and being a firefighter to your lifestyle, you become proactive, you know?
You're right.
A good Aussie analogy is, mm-hmm. you know, you're burning away some stuff to prevent bushfires, right? Things get out of control when, because what tends to happen is like suddenly a whole lot of crap's needed to get done. And then it's like, bang, it's all there. And it always tends to, the way it works is, you know, it's not just one thing, it's everything. And so by having a little bit of structure, just even around your morning routine, you know, towards the end of the day, like it tends to just do those burn offs before the bushfires that come.
Yeah, right. And so tell me, so with your, because you run the Practice Mastery program.
Yeah.
So with that, is that like a one size fits all, or is it customized for, you know, the individual or the individual clinic practice?
So basically what we do in the healthcare business accelerator program is we work with health professionals, coaches and trainers who are all in the health space working with clients to get outcomes. And we work with them to be able to acquire more clients, ascend their clients into premium packages, premium pricing, but also help them to convert and retain those clients too. Because a lot of us are really good at what we do, but the thing that we're missing is that little bit of business, that little bit of sales, that little bit of marketing that really kind of push us over the edge. Because our job as a health professional is to help people make decisions that are going to benefit them. So if we can't get a client to be compliant with our recommendations, or we can't get a client to start with us, then that's going to limit their potential to get a result, especially if we know that we can get them that result. So everything that I teach is all to make sure that you're bringing in more clients that are a perfect fit for you. You're converting and retaining those clients to actually get them outcomes. And then by extension, allowing you to grow your business, because we should be paid handsomely for the work that we do, because we change lives. The third thing is automating it so that you don't have to think about it so much, rather than kind of every week thinking, man, I got to get this stuff done. I got no clients this week. Holy crap. What am I going to do? Having systems in place that mean that there's a consistent flow that's predictable. Clients are sticking around. You can kind of get a handle on things and get out of the rapids, so to speak. A lot of that is very, like there's a right way of doing it, and there's a less right way of doing it, right? So the program is customizable to where you're at. Like we have clients that are doing millions of dollars in revenue, have 16 clinics, hundreds of practitioners. And we've got people that it's just them. They're a massage therapist or whatever, and it's just them seeing clients. Ultimately, it's really, what do you need to help you get to your goal? And we have methods in play that we can take anyone from the ground up and build them into a seven-figure healthcare business, because we've done it. We've done it ourselves. We've done it with clients. So we know the process. But it's just like going and seeing a personal trainer, right? If you want to build muscle, there's a best way of doing it that becomes tailored to your body type, your lifestyle, you know, your schedule. But in essence, muscle building is muscle building, and then it begins to be tailored where necessary. But fundamentally, until you get to a really high level, you don't need to do a whole lot of fancy customized stuff. You just need to do more of the right stuff that actually gets you some more people. So kind of short answer is it's a method, it's a process, because we know it works. And then through the coaching, through the training material, things like that, it becomes tailored to specifically what you need. But what we've done, we've tested this with hundreds of clients in over 25 industries, hundreds of niches, 14 countries. So we know it works. Mm-hmm. And it's about applying things that work and not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, right. And I was going to say, so like, you know, clinic owners and business owners, they're usually generally really, really busy, and they may want someone else in their team to kind of, you know, take this on board and run with it. Is that possible? Like, is that something they can do?
100%. The whole point of this is to make sure that the business is moving forward with or without you. So initially people take this on and they do these things themselves, because I'm a firm believer in that if you don't know how to do it, it's dangerous to get someone else to do it, because suddenly, you know, they've got you, right? Like if they leave, everything falls apart because you don't know how to do it. So especially with smaller practices, or, you know, especially with practices that don't have systems inherently, you don't want to be outsourcing a lot of stuff. So most of my clients, they end up getting rid of their agencies, their marketing guys. They just bring it all in the house. They learn the stuff with the support of their, you know, whether it's their practice manager or their partner or whatever. And then over time, they develop a system and get their staff to do it. Like my staff manage a lot of the stuff that we do. because I know how to do it. And then I taught them how to do it. And so the point of the program is definitely to get you to a place where you're not doing everything, but to get there, you need to know how to do it first so that you can actually outsource. Like if you think about Facebook ads, for example, people always think, man, this is complex and it's hard. And you know, it's not easy, but it's very simple when you have the right frameworks. And yeah. So I give people the frameworks, I coach them through how to use it. As they're starting to master it, then they can actually bring someone in else to click the buttons. But prior to that, if you outsource strategy, you're stuck, because usually it doesn't work because most people don't know your business like you do. And you can't just give it to someone else. So I want my clients to know how to do this stuff and then know when, what, and how to outsource effectively so the business can keep growing. The only reason mine does is because it has inherently has the things in place, the structures in place that mean that it can. Yeah. Not just because I have a magic person who runs everything, because that's dangerous. If they leave, my business falls over. So it needs to be not dependent on people as much as possible.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking of the busy practitioner, you know, may not actually have that commitment to do it, you know, to do it themselves. And if they have got that one person who they can rely on, or, you know, is a part of the business, it doesn't have to be the practitioner.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. For awesome. Sure. Yeah. I think that's good because it's true. They are busy. And sometimes if you think, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, but it's going to mean more work. No, I'm too busy. Can't do it. This is more work. I'm just not going to do it. Whereas it sounds like, you know, it's not necessarily going to be like that. Like you don't, you know, as the owner of the business, you may not have to be the one that drives it, but you could if you wanted to as well.
Well, one question I'd ask for someone who's thinking, oh man, it's going to sound like more work. It's like, well, what are you trying to achieve? You know what I mean? Because if you're wanting to grow a business, if you're wanting to make more money, if you're wanting to help more people, that does require more work, but it's not proportional work. Like it shouldn't be one unit of work in, one unit of reward out. It should be half a unit of work in, two units of reward out.
Yeah,
because there should be leverage. And that's the whole point of this is if you're wanting to get an outcome, you need to be doing more of the right stuff and less of the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about, oh, this is going to require extra work, first you need to assess what you want, because either you sacrifice for what you want, or what you want is what you sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Heard that. I can't remember who I heard that from, but
sounds good.
Try and live by that, because it's the truth, right? So you got to look at what you want, and do you really want it? And do you really, because if you're just interested in getting it, but you're not committed to getting it, then give up on it. Otherwise, it's going to constantly be this voice in the back of your head of how you never achieve this thing because you were never really committed to it in the first place. So let go of things you're not committed to. It'll free your headspace up. And if you are actually committed to it, then you got to put in the work to get to the next level. Like if I wanted to, you know, get up off the street and get into a house, it's going to be hard. But then when I'm in the house, it gets easier. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be easier for longer if I get in there earlier. So I better work harder to get in there. It's just like anything. Progression always requires work. But if you're doing it right, you end up with more outcomes than that. So the next thing is it's not actually as hard as you think. And usually we let go of a bunch of stuff that you're doing right now that's not working, so that you make it easier for yourself. Because the whole point of this is like, yes, I want to help you make more money. Yes, I want to help you to help more clients. Like those are the things go hand in hand. But it also has to work for your lifestyle. So it's not about forcing you to do a bunch of stuff and get really busy. And you're like, I don't even want to be this busy. What do you want to achieve in your lifestyle? Do you want to work 2 days a week? Do you want to work 1 hour a week like I do? Like, what do you want? And then you apply the strategy to get you that outcome, not somebody else's outcome. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do what I do. You don't have to do what anyone else does. If you just want to work 5 days a week seeing your clients, but you just never want to worry about new clients ever again because you have consistency, then we'll do that. Yep. If you want to build a multi, you know, disciplinary practice with, you know, dozens of practitioners, then we can do that. It just depends on what you want to achieve. But ultimately, it's the same process. Acquire more clients, ascend and retain those clients, automate the systems. And then if you want to grow beyond that, you multiply.
Right. Okay. And so tell me, how long does the program run? Like how long to learn all this stuff?
The programs, the easiest way to describe it is it's essentially a 12 to 16 week process to initially implement the fundamentals. That process allows us to guarantee people a return on investment because we know what works. after that stage, you're continuing to refine and implement because you have ongoing access to coaching calls, access to me, updates to training material. Like, we're there to support you for months and years in the future, so that you don't have to keep paying people for marketing and sales and coaching and all that kind of thing, because we don't believe in that. But you could literally take some of the strategies and implement them and tomorrow get a result. Like, it's not, there isn't this big build up to things.
Yeah,
it's just, you could, depending on your proficiency, the time and energy you're willing to put into it, you could over a weekend implement a Facebook ad strategy we teach, or a webinar strategy we teach, or an email marketing thing we teach, and literally get clients tomorrow. People sign up, and one of the first things I get them to do is a strategy to reactivate people who are already with you, or to get people out of your lead audience, right? People who are not clients, but are in your audience, and get them into your practice. And of course, depending on what your pricing structure is, that could mean that you pay for the program immediately, or you're well on track to doing that. Because that's the whole point. If we can trade, because the thing is, money is a resource you never get back. Sorry, time's a resource you never get back, right? Money, you can always make more money. You can always loan money. No one can loan you time. Hey, Mr. Bank, can you give me 100 hours? Like, you can't do that. But you can do that with money. And so what we want to do is, you want to trade money for time, and then ultimately your time for money, and then money for time again. So initially you trade up. The reason you go to school and university is because, instead of trying to figure out how to be a professional yourself, which, excluding the fact that you need regulations for most of us, is not practical. You go there and learn from people who know what they're doing. So you trade money for time. You get your time back fast. You learn how to be this professional in only 5 years instead of, you know, 150, whatever it took everyone else to eventually build up the practice, right?
Yeah.
And then once you're there, now you can start making some more money so that you can buy more of your time back. Otherwise, most of us get stuck in that cycle of spending time for money constantly and never get out of it. Because the moment you get busy, you get to this capacity point, and it's like, well, I'm too busy to work on my business. And guess what? Eventually things fall down, and now you're like, oh my God, where are all my clients gone? And so you start hustling to get it back up again. And this is what causes that roller coaster.
Yeah.
Or you just stay perpetually at capacity and you can never grow past that point, and you just end up settling. So the whole point of this is, how can we accelerate people up, over, around, and under those barriers by just giving them stuff that's working for everyone else that we know works, and then coaching on the implementation side of things so you can actually break through the barriers.
Got it. And so tell me, realistically, what sort of time commitment is someone, I know it's like 12 to 16 weeks to go through the process, but what kind of time commitment would you know, clinic owner, business owner have to sort of say, okay, well, I need to be prepared to commit this much time?
Because we've done 90% of the work for people. So for example, Facebook ads, which is a lot of reasons why people join us, is because we're very, very good at Facebook ads. I want to preface this, that's not the only thing we do. It's just part of the attraction processes. But people want to learn how to do that. So because I've personally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads, I've run it for my clinic for years, I've done it with clients as an agency, I've also done it for clients in coaching, and we know what works. So we can come along and say, here's all the stuff that you should focus on when creating your ads. Here's all the things that you can ignore. Here's all of the email sequences, the landing page templates, the ad templates, the strategy, etc. You can take it by watching a few short videos and a few checklists and implement it yourself and get a result very, very quickly. So 90% of the work is done for you, and it's simplified as much as humanly possible. Ease of implementation depends on proficiency and how much you're willing to focus on getting it done. But we have support for that. If you're not a super techie person, there's coaching calls that you can be a part of to get support. If you are a techie person, you can get it done very, very quickly. But realistically, we set it out at an average of 3 to 5 hours a week is what people need, most people, to achieve their goals over that sort of 12 to 14 week period. And that can be done in and around the other stuff you're doing, or just on the weekend. But that alone will give you the ability to really dial in who your ideal client is, create, you know, your signature system, develop your email marketing strategies, build out things like Facebook groups and Facebook ads and webinars and whatnot, build out systems around how you do your consultations with your clients, et cetera, et cetera. Because like I said, we've tried to do as much of the work for you as possible so that you can come along and just cherry pick and then implement. 3 or 5 hours a week is on average what people need. Some obviously more, some less. But if we benchmark it at that, most people get more than the average person amount of stuff done in that time. Because I always like to over-deliver and under-promise is generally a thing I try and live by as well. So to make
That's awesome. And you know what? It, just from what you're saying, I'm gathering it's online as well as support. So that's how it works. So it's kind of can be a little bit self-paced as well.
Yeah, 100%. You can go at it at whatever pace suits you, because once you're in, you're in. So it's not like I have to get stuff done now. Plenty of people join and they're going really well, and then life happens and they disappear for a couple of months and then they come back around and the coaching calls are still there and the group's still there and the training's still there. And usually, because we're updating the program every 3 to 6 months, there's fresh stuff in there for them to go through as well. Because this is designed to be a program that replaces everything else. So we're not stuck in these monthly masterminds. We're not stuck paying agencies. We're not stuck buying courses. Because if something new is coming, for example, YouTube ads is a big thing at the moment. I'm running and testing and doing all these things with YouTube ads so I can create trainings for everyone else in the program so that you guys don't have to then think about, what about YouTube ads? Now I have to pay someone else for something else. We include it because I want to give you what you need to be able to accelerate your growth.
Yep. And I guess with it's a job in itself keeping up with everything, and it's just good to have that support. Like, you know, Facebook made those, always making changes anyway, but a couple of weeks ago, a week or whatever, everyone's ads just dropped off or something, and people that were reliant on that as a business were a little bit, because you can't rely on one thing only. Well, it needs to be a combination,
100%. The thing is that most of us are not, you're not spending enough money and are not invested enough emotionally and time-wise to really understand what's going on, because we're not digital marketers. You know what I mean? No. Like, it's not our job. We're health professionals. Mm-hmm. But my job is to know what's going on so that you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because then you can just go, hey, James, my ad account got disabled. What do I do? And I go, well, here's the template to go and get it back. And then all of my clients got their accounts back within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because it was a Facebook glitch. Instead of freaking out and getting involved in all these conspiracy theories around Facebook, I just said to everyone, hey, look, this is what my Facebook rep said to me, because I spend so much money that they give me someone. And I say, here you go. This is what they've told me. And we're all good to go. Just apply for a review and you'll get your account back. And sure enough, my clients got their account back. Whereas if you're on your own by yourself, you don't get any Facebook direct support. And so suddenly it's stressful. I don't know what to do, how to fix it and things like that. That's what this is. It's not about when it's working well. It's easy when it's working. It's when it's not working. My marketing, my sales, my processes, my team, my assistants left. I need to hire someone. I don't know how. When it's hard, that's where the real value is.
Yep.
Because we've probably already solved that problem for you, no matter where you are and what you're doing.
Yep.
So therefore, here you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And so tell me, how can people get involved?
The easiest way is to just get into my world and start looking at some of my stuff. I like people to have, you know, whether they've read a copy of my book, seen my podcast, whether they've part of my free group, just kind of immersed a bit in a lot of my free content, because there's so much value there. So if you are interested, if you're a health professional, coach or trainer, and you're looking at how do I get more clients, how do I make more money, how do I build a business that works my lifestyle, if you go to healthcarebusinesssecrets.com/Trish, I've set up a link. You can go in there and have a look at a bunch of free resources that I've created just for listeners of the show. But if you're just someone in business in general, or you just want to be more productive in your life, there's resources there for you as well, because I'm on a lot of shows that there aren't any health professionals on them. So I wanted to make sure that there was resources for everyone. So it doesn't matter what you do, go and check out healthcarebusinesssecrets.com/Trish and you'll see the resources there. But especially if you're a health professional, coach or trainer, I've got specific resources just for you. And you can go and get involved in my world and just kind of sit there and lurk and observe things. And when you're ready, I've got a team of people there to help you. So if you ever want to work with me directly, or you want to find out more information about working with us, or even just more about what we do, in my groups, there's always things that you can comment on and reach out to people, and my team will be there to help you. We believe in giving you value and enrolling you into our programs. So what that means is, if it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit for us or for you. We're not here to force you to do anything. We're here to support you in making decisions that help you get the outcomes that you want. Because, you know, when you push people into doing things, they don't tend to do them, first of all. And if they don't, they get really unhappy. And we want to work with people who want to do it so they get better outcomes. Because that's win-win-win. That's exactly how our process works,
And I like the fact that it's, you know, like you can slot in and out when you like, because you're absolutely right what you say about, you know, you get a, you know, work with a coach, then you know every month, and you know, and life might happen and you've got to bow out for a month or two or whatever, and but you know it's always there when you come back, so that's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great. Well, look, I've got to say thank you so much for that today. It's been really, really helpful. I'll actually add that link onto the put the podcast up as well, so people can actually go there and have a look, because I'm just stalking through them myself now. Thanks heaps for joining us today.
No worries. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and hope people got some value.
Awesome. Thanks heaps. So listeners, look, if you do want to find out more, you can always drop me an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. Otherwise, just go to healthcarebusinesssecrets.com/Trish, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in there as well. So thanks so much for joining us today, James.
Amazing.
Thanks heaps. Okay, bye.
The Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners. For more information, visit plasticsurgeryhub.com.au or email info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.